coach get frustrated. You know, rookie, you're not on the field, and you're a first-round pick. You hear them, right? That's you know, he's hearing it, you've heard it, it's part of the drill. You get hurt when you're a rookie, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of pressure, especially as a first-round pick and as high as he went. Everyone wants to see their quote-unquote investment. Everyone wants to see their first-round pick perform. And when they're hurt, it's kind of tough. And I'm sure Odell's feeling like, man, like I got to get out there. But I know he's just being smart and just gonna go out whenever he's ready. But there is definitely like a lot of pressure. You hear a lot of side comments to like if he does like a little maybe a little if he like moves that if he does any movement that looks athletic, they're gonna say, oh, you can do that, but you can't run. Same with David and his neck. Oh, you can do this, but you can't practice. So I mean, a lot of people from the outside don't really know what the situation is, but I'm sure when he's ready, he'll be ready.
Do you think, you know, when the coach, did you always find, was the coach frustrated with the player or with the injury?
That's a great question.
Sometimes it's hard to differentiate.
Yeah, it is. One thing is, I think if you're hurt, I think you just need to do everything right, because you're hurt, like you're already not so, I don't know what's the correct word to say. When you're hurt, you're already, I don't know how to say it, but just when you're hurt, coach or whoever, people are already looking at you just like at the side of their eye. So just to do everything right, attend meetings, be everywhere on time, because you just don't want to add another demerit or whatever. Not saying that being hurt is a demerit, but being hurt is frowned upon.
How much do you feel like fall behind just by not being on the field, though, at least with your experience? Did you feel like when you got out there you were just, you know, significantly behind, because nothing really can mimic actually being on the field?
Well, I would say as a corner, I mean, it's pretty easy for us. You just have to tell us cover 1, 2, 3, or 4, and that's universal. We every corner knows how to play that. And but I think just the speed and just the looks, just the route combinations is completely different than from watching it on the side of the field. So I think no matter how much mental work you get in the classroom or by yourself, it's a whole new ball game when you're lined up against Calvin Johnson or Victor Cruz.
Well, you mentioned Calvin Johnson before Victor Cruz.
Because C before V.
He's a natural.
C Cruz comes before John J. Right. The first name and the last name.
Yeah.
All right. Rich, how's it been going up against this offense? It's obviously more, it's quicker, and you know, take a lot of quick shots.
It is more quicker. This offense, it can't seem very reserved, just making quick passes. But then there's times where they do want to take their shots. And my first 3 years here, we've played the Green Bay Packers, so kind of familiar with that type of offense. But I think it's a great offense. They give us different packages from 22 personnel to 11 personnel to 10 personnel, and I think that helps our defense.
Is there pressure on this secondary to be as good as advertised?
I think there's always pressure on us, and I think guys put a lot of pressure on themselves, and especially when you have a guy who's leading the way like Entrell, who only expects the best and won't let us settle. So it's great following a guy like Entrell's lead.
A guy like Entrell and Walt seems to be a big talker, and Roger Cromartie's been around for a while. Is there a bit more boldness or rashness, whatever word you want to use, to the secondary this year, you think?
I don't know, because at the end of the day, Coach Coughlin is still our coach, and his motto is talk is cheap, play the game. So I think if anyone starts to open their mouth a little too much, I think he'll shut it for us pretty quick.
What about, though, you know, on the field? I mean, you can play a little edgier without...
Exactly. I would say during this camp, I think we're starting to tune into our swag, like you said, with the addition of Walter and DRC, they definitely bring like a different dimension to our defensive backfield, and it's pretty contagious, especially like CJ. I don't know if you guys heard CJ. CJ is probably he gets his amped up pretty well.
Seems like it could be a competition for interceptions. Or how's that look?
It's looking pretty good. There hasn't been too many this camp. I think CJ has one and Bowman has one, but we're a competitive group, man. We try to make everything a competition. Right, yesterday we were arguing about who's fastest.
It's strange for a secondary to kind of get its identity from a guy so close to the bottom of the depth chart.
I don't think so. I believe that you're only as great as you're only as great as the weakest. And I'm not saying CJ's the weakest, but CJ definitely does pick us up. And CJ definitely plays with a chip on his shoulder every play. He kind of has that quote unquote undrafted mentality. And anytime he gets on the field, he's always trying to prove something.
You guys have a lot of first round picks.
Exactly, yeah, and he always gives us CJ's always a great time.
Does the speed of this offense, do you think this will help you working against no huddles and things like this, having to go quick, because you see that during the season?
Yeah, reps against the no huddle with our offense, it does help going against guys like the guys in Philly. Their offense is very, very fast, and I think the Redskins they do the same thing too. So that's only preparing us for the season.
Do you notice it quicker in practice? I mean, it looks, you know, sometimes during those periods it's fast.
Yeah, sometimes I notice it, and sometimes I think we've been going fast for so long, I don't notice it.